Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Falcons' pass rush seems to have opened things up when it comes to the sacks department against the Cowboys. They had three against the Cowboys. They were coming into that game with only a total of six on the season. But now there's been good news on the injury front with Troy Anderson set to make his return. He told reporters that he will play in this game against the Saints on Sunday after he missed nearly the past month with a knee injury. So could that open things up for this team and the rest of the defense when it comes to trying to put pressure on the quarterback?
Well, I think it does, because I think you can now use Caden Ellis as a situational pass rusher because you have Troy Anderson and Nate Landman both on the field. And we've seen in the last season and a half now that Nate Landman is a very – I don't want to say great, but he's a good linebacker in this league.
I think
for what we want and what we do, he fits, and I think he has his moments like anybody else. But he's good, and I think Troy Anderson, if he can stay healthy and continue to progress, I think he could be better than what Landman is and different in the same light. And that means he can do some of the stuff that you use Ellis to do, and then you can use Ellis in these situational pass rush situations because you're not as worried about, you know, overloading him or taking him away from another spot.
Yeah, I think there's some truth to that. And when you dive deeper into it, I think that they would be right to develop a package where you have all three of those linebackers on the field, take out a defensive lineman, basically run three defensive linemen, three linebackers, and put Caden in, you know, walked up and running the twist games. The only problem I have in trying to diagnose this and kind of figure out if that's something they would want to do is you have to find yourselves, if you're going to do that, you have to find yourselves in obvious passing downs. And more times than not this year, you've had trouble doing that. So that there's a lot to be said. I'm with you. I think Troy Anderson is a perfect middle ground between what Caden Ellis is and what Nate Landman is. I think he's probably more of a thumper like a Landman, but he's also rangy like a Caden Ellis. So there's a lot of possibilities once we start talking about all three of those guys being healthy. And I think that when you look at obviously having to get home, Tiff, that you know, you need to open up some of those possibilities.
So what would the game plan be now that you've got the addition of Troy Anderson back? Well, Coach Raheem Morris joined Dukes and Bell, and he talked about the team's plan to get some more sacks.
I see it in practice. Practice preparation eventually equals game reality. And that was closer to what I've been seeing every day in practice, as opposed to what we've been giving to you sometimes on the weekends, right? You got to go out there and execute. The guys got to go out there and play. But you can definitely look forward to seeing more Troy. You can definitely look forward to seeing more Caden. You can definitely look forward to seeing more of those guys come in, Nate Landman, or whatever the case may be, along with the outside backers and the inside people that rush for us. Or just giving more production off how they play and the way they're going to go about their business. I feel really good about the guys that we have, and I have for a while, and I was happy to see some of the results come out so everybody else can see it as well.
Well, the one thing we haven't seen all year is Nate Landman, Troy Anderson, and Caden Ellis healthy at the same time.
Yeah.
Because Landman was – I'll take that back. We saw it
– for like one game.
The first game against the Steelers, technically they were all three active. But even then, Nate Landman wasn't. Remember, he was questionable to coming into that game. Then he goes out for what 4 or 5 games. Anderson leaves, you get Lamon back, luckily. But you've never had all of those guys on the field at the same time.
Even last year, in a moment.
Well, yeah. And kind of in a situation where you knew what you were going to get from them or use them in maybe a way that you had planned on doing it. Troy Anderson had his best game of his career. He left early, but it was the best game of his career against New Orleans on the 29th of September. He had 16 tackles. You know, he hit a TFL, he had an interception, a touchdown, a pass breakup or pass defended, whatever you, however terminology you want to use. So you'd like to think that maybe that's what you're getting in bringing him back, but there's also going to be a little bit of a conditioning curve, a guy that hasn't played in 5 or 6 weeks.
Yeah, and honestly, I don't want us to miss the main part of this, of them possibly all getting healthy at the same time. The main part is not so much the pass rush to me as it is stopping Alvin Kamara and Taysom Hill in the run game. Alvin Kamara is, he's their guy. He's their leading receiver, I believe, right now for the last couple weeks. Saw a stat earlier. He's had 5 or more catches in 6 straight games. So without Olave and without Rashid Shaheed and Bub Means is also on the IR, like they are extremely thin at wide receiver right now. So you'll see tight ends probably playing a bigger part of this game, right? And you'll see Alvin Kamara and Taysom Hill playing a bigger part of this game. And when you look at it from that angle, having a guy such as Troy Anderson that can match up in coverage with those guys is huge, right? So I think it's important that we talk about getting home on the passer because hopefully you can get them in obvious passing downs. But when you talk about Nate Lamon, Troy Anderson, Caden Ellis all being healthy at the same time, it comes down to guys like Foster Moreau and Taysom Hill and other guys that can make plays that are bigger bodies than you need to match up with.
When you look at Alvin Kamara, we have him too. He's Bijan Robinson. And that's kind of what, Tiffany, that's kind of what he is for them. And you have to think about that as a fan. You have to look at him and say, well, they're going to use him just like we use Bijan.
He's had no problem shouldering the load. Mike, you brought up his receiving yards. He had 60 of them in the last game and also had 155 yards rushing. So yeah, he is a problem. But Coach Raheem Morris said they have to be prepared to face him.
He is a problem. You got to go out there and mitigate Alvin Kamara as much as possible. He's one of the best players in the National Football League. You know, the three guys that come to mind right now, Saquon, Alvin, and our guy. You know, and obviously Christian McCaffrey's been on the shelf. But, you know, those kind of guys that are dual threats the way they are, they certainly present him challenges all across the board. But first and foremost, you got to stop him as a runner, and then you got to prepare for him as a passer and a pass catcher. Not necessarily a passer, but a pass catcher. You got to prepare for all those things. And he is a dangerous guy, has been for a long time, and he certainly can hurt you if you allow him. So he's definitely one of those guys that you would consider a game wrecker, and we got to prepare for him the right way.
Yeah. Before you get, Bo, I just want to say I'm pretty sure that he's leading the NFL in touches right now. It's almost 200. I think it's 196 touches he's got leading the NFL. And I don't know how much longer he can shoulder that load, but they need him to inside of that offense because they're so decimated.
He's hurt the Falcons in his career against them. You know, the craziest stat for me, and I want to double check it, but I'm pretty sure that Alvin Kamara does not have a receiving touchdown against the Atlanta Falcons that I have seen, which is the craziest stat. In fact, he only had
one. That's because Taysom Hill's getting all of them.
Well, he only had one touchdown against us last time they played.
Dylan just went and knocked on the door.
I normally have to tell him. You got to say knock on wood.
Knock on wood.
The crazy thing is Taysom Hill went out before the first half was over, and he had 2 touchdowns in that game. Yeah. Like the trajectory.
And I don't think he got touched before he got into pay dirt on those plays.
We forget they came in here last time 2-1 and still feeling themselves because their one loss was in a tight, close, late game to Philadelphia at home. They come in here 2-1. We're 1-2. Both teams have went up. They've went down, but they were a hot team, and we knocked them around. We hit them. We came back. We battled in that game. So don't think that they're not going to have a game plan with getting Taysom Hill back. I know they won't have Olave, and they won't have Shaheed. Might not have Olave. We know they won't have Shaheed. So, but they also are much healthier on defense, minus the fact that Adebo is out for the season, and they just traded Lattimore. So this is not going to be easy. Anderson,
yeah,
one of the toughest.
Back too, yeah.
Yeah. So is Willie Gay. DeMario Davis, one of the toughest places to play in the
And they're going into it with some juice, knowing that they're going to be trying to play for Darren Rizzi, who is their interim head coach after Dennis Allen was fired. They gave him shirts. I don't know if you guys saw this, but it's something about Mary Rizmus is a play on.
Geez.
Yes.
Oh, no.
Are you serious?
So I'm serious.
All right, Googling.
So it's a play on what the kids say nowadays, you know, Riz, charisma, short for, you know, all that stuff. But I don't do that because I'm 40 and an adult.
I don't know how you even knew that. So good for
I know
you.
Things. You know, I'm in touch with, you know, pop culture. Like Bo has a pulse of, I don't know, angry people on Twitter.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.